Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Well, it is time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined live by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. Now, Uber cites falling gas prices as a key reason it should be allowed to cut the base pay for its drivers in New York City. Now, this comes as the ride-hailing company seeks to lower the price of rides. Natalie, good afternoon. Now, what is Uber saying to these regulators?
Thank you. Company is telling regulators that because gasoline prices have fallen from their peak in 2022, they are seeking to lower the base rate that they're paying to drivers to reflect this sort of decline. And the other part is that they also say driving costs have sort of remained steady, such as used vehicle prices and new car prices, in asking for this lower rate.
Now, why is Uber exactly doing this 2 years after the fact that supposedly these gas prices have dropped?
Right. If we look at the broader picture of how Uber's overall earnings are doing, last week we saw the CEO point to a slowdown in their core U.S. Rideshare business, pointing to some of the price sensitivity that consumers are seeing when they pass on higher costs from insurance policy. So by proposing a cut to ride prices in one of their biggest U.S. markets, maybe this would help spur increase in demand.
Now, how is this going to affect drivers? Do you think some would just leave the app and maybe go to their competitor, Lyft?
Mm-hmm. So this pay rate would affect actually all drivers in the industry, so both Uber and Lyft driver, if the regulator decides to adopt this change. So the regulator has 60 days to respond, and we will know by then what the impact on drivers will be.
So this obviously is going to affect drivers as well who do Uber Eats and any other third-party app that is connected to Uber and Lyft?
So New York City has actually a separate minimum wage system for the delivery couriers. So this will strictly affect only the rideshare drivers.
Got you. Now, how about the riders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so in asking for this cut, Uber thinks sort of consumers will be happier with the lower rides, which they think would be about a 42-cent decrease on an average trip, and they're hoping this would help spur more demand from riders.
Now, Bloomberg recently has found that the company has been locking drivers out in New York City. What was behind that, and has it been resolved?
Right. The rationale was actually in response to this exact minimum wage rule that has been in place 6 years ago. And we're seeing Uber basically trying to lock out drivers periodically to remove some of their working time on paper, because that affects how their driver pay is calculated. Uber has already stopped their lockouts, but Lyft is still continuing them right now.
Now, so far, we've been focusing on the city that never sleeps, New York City, but mm-hmm. could it be affecting drivers in other parts of the nation, like here in the Bay Area?
Yeah, so the driver pay rule is unique to New York City. And in California, they have drivers have a separate pay rate. But if we look at the changes in New York City, it's sort of and by the way, New York City's minimum wage was the first ever in the nation. So we're seeing sort of the subsequent impact that this first in nation law has as the regulator is trying to look for changes and to sort of please the company as well as try to balance that demand from drivers.
Well, thank you very much. That was Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays here at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology. That's every weekday at 8 a.m.